In the next couple of weeks, sports fans around the Czech Republic will be glued to the Winter Olympics in Sochi, where competitors like speed skater Martina Sáblíková and the national ice hockey team will be going for the gold. In Turin in 2006, the Czechs took 4 medals, while in Vancouver 4 years ago, they picked up an impressive 6. So does the Czech team have a medals target this time out? That was one of several questions Ian Willoughby put to Jiří Gejval, the chairman of the Czech Olympic Committee.
We don't have any target. There are totally different people so than in Turin or lots of new faces in Vancouver. And it's important to say that the last 2 Olympics, they were extremely successful compared to the previous one. I mean, so this will definitely want to get a medal. So this, I think every athlete has this goal to go to the Olympics. And we have just the idea to show the best performance possible.
Are there any particular Czech competitors that people should look out for? Any names that you expect will make a big impact?
Oh yeah, sure. So I think that we have a very ambitious team. So that's definitely next to the Martina Sáblíková, so 2-time Olympic gold medalist so from the last Olympics, and next to the Czech ice hockey team, so that's which is. This is the Czech national sport, very important for us. Next to those guys, so that we have also the snowboarders, you know, especially women. So that we have 3 women in slopestyle, in paraslalom, and in snowboard cross. All of them, they have a pretty good chance. So that we have a very strong also the team in biathlon. So that it's for men and women as well. That's we're quite confident.
Ice hockey could well be the most watched sport here in the Czech Republic. People, of course, are still hoping for a repeat of Nagano from 1998. How important do you think it is in terms of interest in the games here at home that the Czech hockey team stays in Sochi for as long as possible?
Oh, it is essentially important, you know, so because the people in the Czech Republic, they love hockey. This is definitely the winter national sport. So that's a big attention, everybody's interested, so that we have the even still big stars like Jaromír Jágr or the others, and I think so the success of the ice hockey team, so this will be one of the crucial moments of generally all the success of the whole team.
Unlike the recent Winter Olympics, say in Turin or Vancouver, the games in Sochi have already been surrounded by some political controversy. Do you understand why so many people are unhappy that the games are being held in Russia at this time, given the country's record on human rights?
Always there are some kind of problems. So that even bigger problem were around the Summer Olympics in Beijing. And there were also some kind of controversy about the Vancouver, so that when Czech president refused to go because of the visa for Czechs. And so always are the issues. We understand also that the decision of the International Olympic Committee. Definitely, the Russia, they never host the Winter Olympics, so that this is for the first time. We often have been asking the International Olympic Committee, so that's about their position in terms of the human rights, their position in terms of all the political issues, and we receive always the answer, everything is good, no problem, we're watching all the situation, there is no breach, no problem. And this is the most important information for us.
I suppose security will be a relatively big issue at this Games in Sochi. Is the Czech Olympic Committee taking or preparing any special measures in that regard?
This one is not allowed. So that's for the security. It's responsible the organizer. In this case, so there's the Federation of Russia. And as far as we have the information, they are very serious about this that issue. So all the controls and everything is very tough. But unfortunately, we have been living in time, and that's the very similar threat. So this was in London 2 years ago, and we survived also the Olympics in Salt Lake, so that which was the United States, which was half a year after the bomb attack after September 11th. That means, yes, Olympics is a big event, one of the biggest on the globe, and unfortunately we've been living in the time when this kind of threat is part of the business.
Well, good luck to the Czech team. I hope you come back with a big bag full of medals.
Thank you very much.